Clay Reynolds?
I don't think that's true. I think that we still have to take it under consideration, but that can't be our sole
decision.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I understood it all along. That's the way I understood too. That's why I'm bringing this out on the table, so I clearly can understand this, because I don't want to make a wrong decision based on maybe not understanding that correctly.
Well, prior, we weren't allowed to consider them at all.
Right.
And now they can be part of the decision. That's the change.
Part of the decision.
So, for example...
Can be considered in a decision.
So, for example...
And prior to that, they could not be considered in a decision.
So, if I understand, it's kind of like saying that if a neighborhood never had nightly rentals and somebody came to get nightly rentals... And the CCR said no nightly rentals, specifically no nightly rentals, then it would make sense to consider it because it's just saving everybody steps of civil court. If that makes sense, right?
Yes, we could consider it, but it still wouldn't make
your sole decision.
Okay.
And the reason that was explained that way in those meetings was that there's all kinds of court cases out there. You know, all the CCRs say residential use only, no commercial use. There's judges that have ruled nightly rental is a residential use.
Right.
So now they haven't gone to appeals where it really turns into law. Other judges say, no, nightly rentals is a commercial use. So is my planning zoning going to turn into the Supreme Court of Appeals of Missouri? No, they can't, because the judges can't even decide. And that's where it was explained, if there's specific language that you can add in with other factors of CCRs. And the intent was thinking that we're going to start having subdivisions that just say no nightly rentals allowed, or nightly rentals are allowed.
Yeah, which we have seen that. I've seen CCRs specifically
not base their decision on that solely, even if it said that. They'd still have to look at the other factors.
Right. So that's the part I wanted to clarify then. So, you know, that's kind of new territory there going into that. So I just want to make sure we're clear. And then... see, the fact that HOA is enforced.
Well, in Mr. Martin's letter, number one, the ability to consider the CCRs to me is just null and void. That we really can't take that into consideration as far as I'm concerned. And number two, we've seen a big evidence today, and I'm sure at planning and zoning as well, on the noise problem. I mean, that's just it totally.
Yeah.
A conditional use permit is just that. It's conditional on it not bothering the neighbors, it being good neighbors in the community, and apparently your project's not being a good neighbor. So even though if we don't overturn the P&Z and you lose your appeal, then might not be a bad idea to get along with the neighbors better, because it could very well be revoked. And so you can't necessarily continue to use it just because you own it, because it is a conditional use permit. And if there's violations of that permit, it can certainly be revoked.
So I think my big, you know, issue with this evening, right, is that This only became an issue and has only been presented because I want to sell the home. Mm-hmm. No one has come to me for that. And I'll let you. The last thing I'll say, I have a little bit of. It's really hard being in my position. I respect the folks that live around me and in earshot and want to work with them.
But even though they haven't come to you,
sure,
they're voicing their opinions tonight, and this is the place to do that.
Absolutely. You're right. My only issue is with the people that have admitted that they live nowhere near my house or within earshot. And there's been a lot of, and so my understanding, right, is that this was specifically for this house with the issues that the Planning and Zoning Committee brought up, and that's why I didn't go on a. You know, I'm going to go to every neighbor to sign a piece of paper to come in and defend me, right? I didn't do that, because where I live only affects a very small group of people, and over half the people tonight have admitted that they don't live anywhere near my house. So that's hard for me, right? Like,
We consider neighborhoods. That's part of our code.
But just to reel this in, guys, because, I mean, I feel like they've stated their facts, you've stated your facts, and I think we all clearly understand that. If we ain't careful, we all – this is probably left – that discussion is probably left outside of these doors. At this point, we need to move forward. So,
I'd like to, if I can, clarify.
Yes, sir.
A conditional use permit is conditional on you follow the rules and – it does not transfer. When the owners change, it's a whole new decision. Right. It does not transfer. That's much different than a land use change. And so a conditional use permit's just that. It's conditional on the operator operating it to be compliant with all the regulations that's set out for you. So anytime you change ownership, and they can be revoked if they're not.
Oh, yeah.
Have we ever revoked one of these rumors?
I have not since I've been in there 5 years.
That's
I mean, it could be done. Visited with the attorney about it, and it'd be a process. There's no set guidelines. It's A, B, C, D, and it's revoked. Continued violations not corrected would bring up that consideration strongly with some advice. And then, but, yes, it's a possibility.
Noise issues. We're discussing part of this, and I have a problem with if there are noise issues and the man doesn't have an opportunity to correct it. Since childhood, we've been taught if there's an emergency, if there's a major problem, we call 911. There's a sheriff's department, and whether you have to, if it's a big deal, and you would need to give your name as part of documentation, I think that's okay. If it's a problem, then you should be able to voice that to your sheriff, to law enforcement, and they would go out and do it. Then they would take care of the problem. And what we've heard here tonight is that all of the people, although so they all have shared that there's a noise problem. They haven't gone to the sheriff's office, or at least there's not been documentation of it. And from going to even to the HOA, there's no documentation that the HOA has gone to Mr. Martin with a complaint.
Dave, how's that an error of law?
Yep. That's exactly right. We don't.
He's just saying that they complained about noise, and they did. So where's the error in that?
Yeah. There's another thing that the PNZ, I think, is maybe they didn't voice their opinion properly, but they made their opinion known by this decision.
Well, and then that goes back to the next thing to consider. Then would be the statement they put next would be also the new owner of the single family home, if approved, would injure the ability for the immediate neighboring property owners to enjoy their property with future noises issues from the nightly rental occupants due to the past noise issues with the current owner's nightly rental occupants. That's the other reason they based this decision. So that when you look at the two things that they based this on, the consideration of the CCRs, and then the fact that they're saying it would injure the ability for immediate neighboring property owners to enjoy their property, that's the two things you consider. Was there an error law in either one of them statements?
I don't believe there was, but that's not my place to make that decision. That's my opinion. I mean, we heard from neighbor in the back door that there is a problem. Whether it was voiced to the owner or not, we don't have any control over that.
Yeah.
This is the place to voice those opinions.
Which
these people did.
Yeah. Which is an interesting, you know, we've dealt with a lot of these, and some of the approaches we've dealt with in the past with an appeal would be compatibility. If this would have simply said compatibility, well, that would be an error in law, because there's other ones in there.
Mm-hmm. How can you say that you're going to have future noise issues whenever you have a completely new ownership that may have a completely new way of dealing with something,
mm-hmm. which is true, I think. But what did make this property uniquely different, and I'm not trying to persuade either way. I'm just throwing thoughts out there. What makes that one uniquely different than a lot of them that we've looked at in the past is 359. Look at 359 placement. You know, a lot of these have it where it's got that whole bluff side down below the back. 359 barbecues out the back door. I could see where he would probably be able to carry a conversation. I could see where there's probably been issues with that. So that's where I can kind of see where that leverage would be on the noise complaint. Now, can you say that's a guaranteed issue or a viable reason to make a decision? That's up to you as a board to make that decision on.
I also have to bring up about the advertising being more people than what is regulated to be there.
I agree, and that's probably a reason to revoke an existing, but for our discussion tonight.
Not there.
Yeah.
But that could be a noise problem. That could be a reason for that. Geez, there's a third more people than should be there.
Well, and I do feel like there's so much that could be handled outside of this room that would save all of us time.
I agree.
So much time that if a community would handle their own thing, there's so much they could handle with this outside of here that would probably eliminate a lot of this that seems to be thrown on us. But again, instead of hashing through that, we narrow down to those two things. Is there an error law based on the fact that they consider the CCR and the future ability that it would injure the ability for the immediate neighboring property owners to enjoy their property with future noises from the nightly rental occupants? And with those things being said, that's where we have to have a motion so we can move forward.
Gentlemen, am I allowed to ask one question?
At this time, we're already closed.
I've got a transformer in my yard. I don't really like it. If they ever said, hey, you know what, we're going to replace that, I would take that opportunity to say, let's bury it, let's do something different, let's get rid of it, but I don't know that I'd do anything about it now. I feel it's kind of the same way here. There's a low level of nuisance, but it's not to the point that they're calling, complaining, trying to revoke it. This is the opportunity that we've just heard here. So, I mean, in my opinion, those are two valid reasons that the previous board looked at this and said, yeah, let's not approve it, and I don't know that there was an error of law made in that.
So make your motion.
So I would move to deny. This is appeal number 002?
Three.
Three.
I will second that motion.
Okay, so we have a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
All right, we have 3-2. Denying the appeal.
To approve the denial motion.
To approve.
Yes, that's right.
To approve the denial.
The denial. That is what it is. Well, approve the denial motion.
The appeal has been denied.
Right.
That's it. Okay.
Alright,
so we're going to move forward with 22-004A, the appeal with David Crowdis.
On December 13th, 2021, the Taney County Planning Commission denied conditional use permit number 21033 requested by David Crowdis. He was seeking approval for a nightly rental use in a proposed renovation section of a two-bedroom additional living space in the existing single-family home located at 549 Amanda. So with that two-bedroom, this is the staff recommendations to the Planning Commission that the Board of Adjustment, if approves, unless they revise these, occupancy for the two-bedroom would be a maximum of 6. Parking for 6 occupancy is 3. And this one's on a septic system, so before the rental would start, we need either upgrade the system or evidence from Taney County Environmental Services that the existing system would support an additional 6 occupants at that location. And then the rest of the